But see where you have stock, you see where you have the fertilizer, you see.
Oh, you use that?
Yeah, haul it out, mother, you haul up truckloads of them. Just scatter it all over. There's no fertilizer that you can buy that's any better.
As good as
that? Yeah. Oh. Be as good as that. And then you turn that under, you see, and that makes the land rich to grow stuff.
Now, is there any grassy type, flat grassy land around here?
Oh, honey, everything grows up in pasture and around. We got more grass. And now this all around the yard, that's what makes the lawn. That's a St. Augustine grass, you see. But stock don't eat that too good. Don't have that in the field. Well, Pomuda grass and Johnson grass is about our best.
Yeah.
And what they call sage grass. I know you've seen that grows up high.
Oh.
And it turns real brown and kind of old stuff that flies off of it. You're the only one that has allergy or something, can't tell.
Well, what kinds of weeds do they have around here?
Well, kuckaburras, kuckaburras that has that little on it, and then we have those old, gypsum weeds.
Oh, yeah.
And Lucy, what is she in there? Careless weeds and bitter weeds. That's those old kind, grew up, has the yellow bloom ones. They're bitter.
And you mean there's a weed called careless?
Yeah, they grow up high. Stock will eat those.
They will.
But those little bitter weeds, when they come up in the spring, if you're milking a cow, and if she eats those, it'll make the milk bitter.
Oh, it will.
It will. My husband, Jenna, takes the mowing machine and mows them down, when they get in full bloom. Then they won't bloom anymore, that year.
Well, now, around here any place, do they have any land that's just got water lying on it most of the time?
You mean it stays covered with water?
Not like a pond, but just kind of
wet.
Yeah, wet. How about any marsh or anything like that? Swamp, how about?
Well, no, but what we call them ditches, now. See, we live under a hillside. And then in that truck patch, there's a kind of a ditch down through the middle of it. And that's where the water drains down to that, and it'll run off in the road, you see. And down here, we walked for that cross, and they have a bridge in front of the house. Now, that's not a creek or nothing. That was just made itself there. What we call a ditch.
Just made itself.
Yeah. Water from running down in between that coast there.
Now, is there anything? What would you call a swamp? What would you think of as a swamp?
Well, that'd just be an old place where you'd be bushes and water standing over it, like you couldn't cross it. You'd go down, you'd bog up in it. Be that kind. That's what I'd think it could be. Swamp would be called.
But they don't have that around.
No. And you can't raise nothing on, put nothing on. It ain't no good, what's called swamps.
You can't raise it.
No, it just grows bushes and stuff like that on it.
Now, would a ditch be the same as a gully?
I think it'd be the same. Yeah, that's right, because we have a big pond up yonder. And as they say, what's a gully washed from the pond? When the pond run over, that washed what we'd call a gully.
And that's what you call a gully.
Yeah. And one time I was up there, and there was some holes of water standing. And I never saw so many little bass fish, in that hole.
Oh, really?
And we got, 20-25. And brought them to the house, we thought, but they won't live in just water, that's standing water.
Oh,
not for long, no.